Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, it's the Brooklyn Zone Podcast with Joe Causey, Intern Anthony, and Louie Louie on radio.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Brooklyn Zone Joe Causey from CBS FM.
And Intern Anthony from the all-new 102.7.
What's up? And we're here with Louie Louie, who's sitting at home. We're all sitting at home, a matter of fact, right now during the pandemic as things are hunkering down once again. Do you believe it?
Yeah, what a shame that there's that Italian stereotype that everyone's always in their basements. Look at us proving it wrong, all being in our basements.
I love hanging out in my basement.
Oh, I can't wait to move out of my basement one day.
Oh, I love hanging. You know, on one side of my wall, I've got like these six like bookcases. Mm. They're like big bookcase shelving units. And they're all full of tomato sauce, Barilla pasta. Hold on, let me wear sauce. I got 4C breadcrumbs on one side.
Right, of course.
So if I'm stuck here, I'm good to go. I've got everything I need.
Is there a can of tomato sauce inside of a glass case, you know, just like a fire extinguisher? You just punch the window out just in case you need one in an emergency?
There is. I have tomato sauce given to me from my friends who make tomato sauce, you know, at the end of fall when they make the tomato sauce. Uh-huh. I've got those on one side. Then I got the, you know, the cento tomatoes and the pastine tomatoes on the other side. So
do you do that? Do you do the whole process of
making
the sauce?
I don't have time for that. I don't have. This is the first year that I wrap my fig trees up. So that's the only thing I do this year. I mean, I don't have time to like make tomato sauce.
What an experience that is, and a mess at the same time.
You do that?
No. My girlfriend's family does it. Oh my God. It takes them 7-8 hours.
Well done. Your girlfriend gets tomato sauce in her nails. You're going to tell me.
Yes, Joe. You know, you pick on her a lot. We got to have her on here
I'm not picking on her. I've never even met her. I just look at pictures of it, and I can't picture her getting her nails dirty.
What's her name?
Stephanie, right?
Look at the caution he took going with that name.
I've called her so many names in the past couple of years. I forgot what her real name is. But I can't even picture her, like, has she ever, like, put air in her tires? Does she drive?
Why would she need to put air in her tires?
Well, if you need air, you know, you got to – does she have to, like, do things like that?
I'm the guy. I would do something like that for her if she needed it.
You're going to drive into Brooklyn to put air in her tires?
Absolutely.
What do you think of the bridge this week, shaking with the wind? Did you see that?
Scary.
I don't know about you guys, but I got a bird's eye view of that driving home that day.
Really?
I was on my way home, and as I was coming over the bridge, dead stop traffic as usual, and it was because they were switching everybody to the lower level. And as I'm going over the lower level, it felt like I was at Six Flags on some kind of ride, swinging back and forth and up and down.
That looked like the day of the end of the world movie. It looked like a War of the Worlds. It was crazy.
Awful.
I've never seen the VZ Bridge do that before, you know?
Lou, were you anywhere near the bridge when it was doing that?
I had a doctor's appointment in Bay Ridge, and I just missed it. I got over the bridge maybe 20 minutes before everything got shut down.
The worst bridge in the world. All the money in the world, and it is the worst bridge in the world. But I keep reading that it's supposed to sway like that so that it doesn't break.
Yeah.
That. Yep. Hear the sounds. It sounded like it was like groaning or something. was like,
and it was the steel grinding up against each other. It was going.
How much money do they make in tolls on that bridge a year? It's got to be in the billions.
A day, it's got to be in the millions.
Yeah, it's got to be. It's got to.
Because some people, yes, some people you're only getting $275 from because they're from Staten Island, so they get the discount. But there's other people you're getting $10 from because they're coming from Brooklyn or from anywhere else in New York. But then there's other schmucks that you're getting $20 from because they don't have Easy Pass still.
Right. Like, which you know, I still can't understand. Well, now with the two-way toll they're going to be doing.
December 1st, it started.
Right. So you know why they're doing that, right?
So that they could split it a little bit more on each side.
No. It's because of the trucks are coming in from Jersey, and it's one less toll they have to pay to get into Brooklyn or Manhattan. I mean, you could come into Staten Island from Jersey and not pay to get into Manhattan if you know how to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So now with this, they're figuring they're going to alleviate a lot of less traffic on the Staten Island Expressway and get the trucks out of there.
Nothing will ever fix it. This island needs to be leveled, and they need to try one more time and make it a highway system.
Don't say that.
Come on. It's the worst in the world.
You know, everybody, this is the season of cheerfulness, and you're bringing everybody down. I was just talking to Lewis about this. I don't even listen to the news anymore. I get pissed off, you know? I want to hear something nice. And I'm very ticked off about the lighting of the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree.
Why? What happened? What happened there? That was beautiful.
The tree is beautiful. What I'm pissed off is who lit that tree. Okay, every year the mayor lights the tree and the guy who from Rockefeller Center. This year they should have had all frontline responders pressing that button at the same time and lighting the tree. Not him. Not the Mama Luke of the year.
They had the mayor light the tree? I didn't.
He does it every year.
I didn't see him do it this year. I just watched
this year. There should have been a member of the fire department. There should have been a member of the police department, a nurse, a doctor, a teacher, all frontline people out there put their hand on a button in unison and lighten that tree. And
no, he had to do it.
It should have been more symbolic. Very ticked off about that.
He needed his intention. He needed his attention in front of the cameras.
You don't need attention right now.
I'm surprised the other wife wasn't selling his book outside of Central Rockefeller Center.
Who's that?
You know who it is. Who's making the book?
I don't know. I'm like Switzerland. I'm neutral.
Cuomo.
Oh, that's your buddy.
I have never in my life met someone, and this is after 5 years in radio, but I have never in my life met somebody who loves to hear themselves talk as much as him.
I know.
He gets on those news conferences and talks about things that don't even matter. He'll sit down. There's a million questions to be answered. And the first thing he does is, my mother wants to have me over for Sunday dinner. We can't be going. She's in an orange zone.
You know, he's the only guy that had his hair cut during the pandemic when every single haircut in place was closed.
I know. You don't think he was going through the back end of barbershops?
I know. You didn't do that this year, did you, Ant?
I went to someone's garage one time, but it was towards the end of when things were. He opened up the next within the next 2 days.
Yeah, I tell you.
You think when he sits down, you think when Cuomo sits down for a haircut, they say, "What can I do for you?" And he goes, "Well, I want an orange zone on top. And the sides need to be red. We need to be doing the sides red."
That's a good impersonation. I like that. I like that a lot. Hey, Lou, have you seen what's going on in Staten Island with the public house?
No.
Max's public house?
Oh.
Everybody's out there protesting. They keep shutting them down. All the cops are out there, and they brought the guy. He didn't want to close his place.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
He said enough is enough. He says, why should I? And it's true. I mean, all these restaurants, they can't have people come inside and eat and everything. Why should all these places that hold, I don't know, 75, 50 people have to be closed when there's 500-plus people walking around in Target and Home Depot touching everything? That's okay.
Exactly.
And the guy has a point. The guy has a point when he was saying that. He says, how could you shut me down for this? And he has a point.
Well, where they go wrong, though, then is that they had a frigging concert out there. It looked like it was an arena. I mean,
well, that's Staten Island. There's always got to be music going on, you know. Yeah,
there was thousands of
they were playing
Ace
of Base outside. It was a beautiful night. Yeah. You know?
A little freestyle.
Yeah, there was a little freestyle going on. They had a Zeppeli stand on the corner. It was a beautiful night.
Went there to stretch mozzarella for a couple hours, and then I left. It got too crowded.
Right. So how was Thanksgiving? Good? Did you eat?
Yeah. We only did the people that we live with here.
That was it?
Yeah, we didn't have any extra people over. We didn't go anywhere. We just
What about your girlfriend?
She came and she stayed towards the front of the house because we have our grandparents in this house and we just
stayed in the front of the house. What do you mean? She was in a different room eating?
Yeah. No. Just to come by and say hello. Before we ate.
Oh, she ate and split. She was one of those.
Well, I did the same thing in her house. We, you know, I'll go see the family and leave. And she did the same thing here. We're not engaged or married.
They must be happy. Family. They must be happy by her because there's nobody in Dyker Heights doing the lights like they used to, right? There's no buses heading down there or nothing, right?
Everything's set up. I drove by the Dyker Lights a couple of
times.
Yeah,
I was there on Saturday, too. I drove by, too. I mean, the lights are all there, but there's no buses going down this year, nothing like that.
I think they're expecting the lights because, the crowds, because there's all police signs and everything like that, where, you know, bus loading only and crap like that. But that you can't have that this year. There's no way.
Well, people could walk through the street. You know, like down the block, if they had a little organization, people could walk like around the block and look at the lights or keep them in the street. You know what I mean? You had somebody organizing it, you know, but that ain't going to happen in Dyker Heights.
Never
going to happen.
Nope.
You know, but it's a beautiful thing. If you have everybody out there, people who listen to it, if you really have never seen the Dyker Heights Christmas, you've got to head down 84th between 11th and 12th, right, Ant? What's the block?
Yeah, it was two blocks up from where I used to live. We would get traffic on our block. Yeah. Some people would take pictures in front of our house, but we're really the shit end of the stick.
Oh, yeah?
And then they would drive up the next two blocks to see everything.
Did you do the decorations this year in front of your house?
Of course we did. Yes, we did. Me and my dad went out there.
Well, did you hire somebody like last year?
Nope. There's more stakes in the ground and extension cords because of me and my dad than anything in the world. Yeah, we did it ourselves.
Your father likes doing that.
He had someone come to do the border of the house by the roof with lights because there's just no way to get up there. There's no ladder that we have.
I know somebody that does that. You should have called me.
You always got a guy. What is he, a police officer too?
No. That's what he does. He does people's houses.
Maybe it's the same guy. Maybe it's the same guy.
No, I doubt it. You don't swing in the same circles that I swing in. You know.
Excuse me.
You know, I'm just telling you. I know it's not the same guy.
Let me ask you something. What elitist circle are you part of that does Christmas lights?
I can't even tell you. I mean, what it is, but it's a different circle. You see that snowman? You got it?
Blew away in the wind.
Yours?
Yeah, I had an inflatable, a 9-foot inflatable snowman. And
did you find it?
The night. It just flew. It ripped off the stakes and flew away.
Oh, my God.
You didn't see it? You didn't find it?
No, it was gone. It all ripped off. The wiring was still there, but he was gone. It was all ripped off.
Do you like those inflatable things no?
The kids love them.
Yeah, but you know what? If you don't keep them, like, when they're on the ground all, like, deflated, it looks very sad.
Yeah.
You know?
It looks like a cat went through your garbage.
Yeah, really. It's very sad looking, you know?
But it is for the kids. That was my favorite part of Christmas when I was little, putting up all those blow-up ones. We used to have the snow globe. We had Big Frosty, the snowman that was the size of the house.
Have you been watching your Christmas movies yet, Ant?
Yes, I do. Freeform every night, the 25 days of Christmas.
What's your all-time favorite?
Man, you might be pissed off at this because I'm sure yours is more of a classic.
I like some pretty stupid Christmas movies.
The Grinch, but the Jim Carrey version, not the cartoon version.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Come on.
I don't know about that.
All right, what about this as a runner-up? The Santa Claus with Tim Allen, 1 and 2.
Oh, I love that. I watch it. I watch that every year. I watch that like through the year.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good movie to watch during the year. It really is.
No, I really do. I watch it all the time because I have Disney Plus. So I watch it all the time.
There's the Disney Plus plug.
No. I have Disney Plus. I don't even have any kids in my house when I have Disney Plus. I mean, come on.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Well, I like White Christmas. That's like the classic of all classics. It's a Wonderful Life.
I've seen that one. Yeah.
You've never seen it?
No, I've seen that one. I never saw White Christmas.
Elf with Will Ferrell is great.
Great movie.
You know? What else? There's so many. There's so many great Christmas movies. And then you have like all the new ones, like Kelly Pickler's Christmas in Graceland, which I love.
What the hell are you talking about?
I love Kelly. I love Kelly Pickler.
Some of these things are funny to me because if you saw Joe Causey, he's 9 feet tall. He looks like he could kick anybody's ass.
Yeah.
And then you ask him what his favorite Christmas movie is, and he says Kelly Pickler's Christmas. What the f*** are you saying?
She's very, I don't know, she's like very pure, very heartland.
Didn't she win American Idol in like 2011? Like, you can't pick somebody more memorable?
No, I like her. Did you ever see Christmas in Graceland?
No. Well,
It's a Hallmark movie.
Hallmark Channel at 3 a.m.?
No, it's really good. Check it out. It's a really good movie. It's about Elvis and all that, you know, and they're at Elvis's house.
What?
Duran? Yeah.
They're at Graceland. They do a whole thing at Graceland. It's a nice Christmas movie. It's very, very sentimental, you know? Excuse me for being a little, the Christmas mood. You know what I mean?
I can't. You know what's going to happen now? I'm going to be going through the channels, and I'm going to see Kelly Pickler's Christmas at Graceland, and I'm going to think of you.
Kelly Pickler's so cool. I mean, too bad. Was she ever up at the station, though? Was she ever up there?
No, never on our radar.
He's got to get her up there. I mean, Scott would love her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see Scott and her shooting around in golf, you know?
So when you were filming that there Christmas movie with Kelly Pickler at Graceland, did you get to meet the real Santa Claus, or was that one of them mall Santa Clauses?
That's another thing, man. Santa this year. I feel so bad for these kids.
What's your grandson doing? How is he, is he going to see Santa Claus? Is he sitting on a lap, or is he looking at him through like a Chase Bank window?
He's not even 2 years old, but.
But he gets it.
I don't really think he gets it yet. You know, next year it'll be like craziness, but you know, I don't know what I got to do. It's crazy this year. I feel so bad for these kids.
Well, what's his mom and dad doing? Are they taking him? Is he going to sit on Santa's lap, or is he sitting by a window?
You can't sit on Santa's lap. They're all behind, like they're in a plexiglass box. It's like Santa in a snow globe this year.
Wow. I saw them setting it up at the Staten Island Mall, and I was wondering how that was going to go. That's going to be a weird picture to look back at.
I know. I mean, it's really going to be memorable. I mean, in like years to come. Matter of fact, with this year, with the pandemic, I was reading today the top 3 dog names this year. Did you hear it, Lou? Oh. Corona, Rony. Rony is one. Corona.
Oh, my God.
And what's the other one?
COVID?
COVID.
COVID.
Those are the 3 dog names this year, like everybody's naming their pets.
That's stupid.
And not a human.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know somebody's going to do that. You know somebody's going to do that.
Why would you want that constant reminder?
Because people are stupid. That's a lot of stupid people.
One of the Kardashians are going to spell it Corona with a K.
Yeah.
Instead, don't you make it fancy?
You love them or what, huh?
No.
Don't you just love them? It's all done. It's all done, you know. They're all done, the Kardashians.
That was like doing acid. It was
at least we got the Jersey Shore. At least we got the Jersey Shore. And the Bachelorette.
No.
You could watch the Jersey Shore and the Bachelorette, but you won't turn on Monday Night Raw for 10 seconds?
I don't watch the Bachelorette. Do you actually think I'm going to sit in front of the TV?
Yes, I actually do. Watch that? Yes, I think you would.
I don't. I'll tell you right now.
It is.
It's on what? Is it on Monday nights? or Tuesday. I think it's on Monday or Tuesday.
One of them.
Well, Monday's Dancing with the Stars. Tuesday's the Bachelor.
Oh, my God. What a shame.
I go right down the basement. They're upstairs watching The Bachelorette, and I'm good. I'm playing my PlayStation. Nobody's bothering me.
Oh, all right. You just reminded me of something there. Are you one of these people going mad for one of the new PlayStations or the Xbox?
You want one?
Well, you got a guy?
You want one?
Maybe. Louie looks a little excited, too. I think Louie might want one.
Hell, come on. Yeah, let's do it.
If I hear something, if you know what I mean, I'll let you know.
What, they fall off the back of a Target truck one day?
I'm not going to say anything. If I hear something, I'll let you know.
It's the PlayStation with a little bit of blood on top of it, though.
Exactly. What do you think of the new PlayStation? That's a lot of cash. I mean, you know, these are rough times right now, and they're telling people to, you know, $500 for a PlayStation, $125 for a controller. The games are like $60, $70 each. I mean, it's out of control.
I was never into any of that crap. I don't know. It doesn't impress me. I was never into it.
You never had games when you were playing? You know, like
I did, but I was like, eh. Like, I played Call of Duty a couple of times, the war game, and it's just like, eh, all right, whatever, cool.
I play my video games every night.
What do you play?
I play Cabela's Deer Hunter and Dangerous Hunts.
Are you kidding me?
I hunt elk in Africa. I love doing that. I play Tiger Woods 2014 golf. That's my favorite. You know, I get on the links. I shoot a couple of rounds, me and Scott. I play Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I love it. And then you have like the staples, Donkey Kong, all that good stuff, you know.
You play like online against other
people? Oh, that I don't do. I don't want anybody coming into my VPN zone. No one comes in online. Okay? It's private.
Who would have known? He's such a gamer. I can't believe it.
Yeah. I play Texas Hold'em on there, the whole nine yards. I love it.
Wow. You play Texas Hold'em on PlayStation?
Yeah. They have all that stuff. It's great. You know, you're playing with.
You can't find somebody to play with in real life.
No, you're playing with imaginary people, and you build up. You know, you become a better player. Hey, we got to do something right now. I can't stay in my pool anymore. It's freezing outside, so I got
to
do something.
You need to be followed with a camera crew. I would love to see what you do all day.
You don't want to know, man. You don't want to know. If I go to ShopRite one more time for my wife, I'm going to kill myself, all right?
Oh, my God.
My God.
ShopRite. It's funny you say that.
Why?
Little old lady was doing a fundraiser to feed the hungry, and she's selling pretzels, soft pretzels. I just gave her $10. I said, I don't want anything.
Oh, that's when? ShopRite?
Yeah.
That's Joan. She had blonde hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Joan. I know her.
He even knows the pretzel lady that stands outside of ShopRite.
No, she works for ShopRite.
Oh, she
does. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I know her very well.
No, she's very nice.
I don't even take the pretzels. I just give a dollar when I leave because I can't eat those pretzels.
She was so happy.
There's if you need a PlayStation or a pretzel, go to Joe. He'll get it for you.
Soft pretzels.
Pretzels, not hard.
I can't eat them anymore, man.
You want a hard pretzel, you got to go to somebody else.
Yeah. So Thanksgiving was good. Turkey was good. Did your mother cook or she had it all catered?
Grandma cooks. Come on. Grandma
cooks. Oh, your mother
cooks.
Doesn't cook?
Not yet. Grandma cooks. Grandma, she ain't giving that up.
I outdid myself this year.
What'd you
I
do?
Made some unbelievable. I made like incredible stuff. You know, my food came out awesome.
Well, you spill know, it. I want to hear it. What's,
my
give
wife
me some
cooks.
Details.
You know, we had the antipasto, all that stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I made a beautiful butternut squash ravioli.
Nice.
In a walnut cream sauce. That was nice. To die for. Unbelievable.
Nice.
I had stuffed mushrooms. I made some beautiful stuffed mushrooms. You know, all the sides. Mashed potatoes with mozzarella.
Ooh.
You ever have that?
No. Yes, I did.
That's awesome. My turkey was outstanding. It was a great thing, you know. So I told you my recipe of the week. I sent you the picture yesterday, right, Lou? You saw that?
And what was that exactly?
My eggplant tower.
That looked good.
Oh, looked good. I'll be in the Italian Tribune next this month. Get ready.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're showcasing my recipe. Kitchens. Yeah.
Is your eggplant in the centerfold of that magazine this month? Or?
Excuse me?
You heard me.
No, I did not.
I said, is your eggplant in the centerfold of that magazine this month?
Well, it's really a trifold, okay?
Oh, okay.
It's not a centerfold. It's. Why, you don't read the Italian Tribune?
Yeah, you know, I just canceled my subscription this month. Son of a bitch.
It's a great newspaper.
Mm-hmm. The first month I cancel it, you're in it. Unreal.
No, they're in every pork store. You can pick one up in every Italian pork store on Staten Island.
I went to a new pork store on Staten Island that I tried for the first time. It was supposed to be a classic one. It's across the street on Highland Boulevard from where they do all the Christmas decorations, where you can buy the Christmas decorations. What's the name of it? It's like Anna Maria's or something.
Ariemma's?
Like that. Ariemma's, yes, that's it. Yeah.
Okay.
It was good. It was really good.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't like it.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
I really don't go down there. I don't go down there. It's like it's far from me, you know?
I saw it on your face. Your eyebrows almost hit the roof in your ceiling.
No, I don't go down there. I'm not going to say pass judgment because I don't know. I've never been there.
I know why you don't go there, because the pretzel lady, the blonde one, doesn't stay outside of Ariemma's. She only stays outside of Shop Right. Joni.
Joni's selling those pretzels.
Next time we're going to have a 60-minute sit-down interview with Joni, the pretzel lady from Shop Right.
So you're getting ready for Christmas, Aunt?
Yes.
What are you getting? Oh, this is the year, right?
This is the year.
This was the year you were supposed to like do it. You told us.
Yeah, I COVID messed up a lot of stuff. It definitely would have been sooner than it is going to be because of COVID. But
so you are doing it then.
How's your Christmas going to be?
I got it, Lou. There it is.
No, It's not as soon as you would think, but it's
you got to do it. Then you
no.
You know what the top 3 days to get engaged are? Christmas Eve, Christmas Day is number one, Christmas Eve is number two, and New Year's Eve is number three. So you got one of those 3 days to do this.
Those seem basic to me.
Unless you want to do it on Groundhog's Day, my birthday, which will be very, very memorable.
You are equally a part of this relationship as we are, so I wouldn't second guess that.
I'll go there. I'll put a bathroom, one of those fuzzy bathroom rugs right by your feet. You can kneel down when you give her the ring. If you want. I'll even help you out. You know, I just want to be there. I want to be there for this moment. You know.
Did you get down on one knee when you proposed to your wife?
I can't get down on one knee. I won't be able to get up. You know,
you're so tall. It must have taken 20 minutes.
I got engaged in Rockefeller Center.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. My son got engaged in Disney World.
Nice.
And we had a photographer there. A friend of mine's daughter works at Disney and she's a photographer. We had her on standby on the side when he was getting ready to propose. And she took all the pictures when it happened.
Nice.
Yeah.
I would like a nice video to be made of that whole day.
Call me when you're going to do it. I'll be, she doesn't know me. I'll be like, you know, like I spy. I'll be on the side like an FBI.
Yeah. You're the most incognito thing in the world.
You won't see me. I'll be like very like on the side. You won't even see me. I'll blend.
Joe, you don't blend. You're taller than everybody.
I could blend very well. I could blend.
I'm a blender. Only guy that's tan in the middle of January.
Yeah. How? The basement all day playing video games.
That's right. I got to get a new system.
You know, I saw a video of us on Facebook. It was a shared memory. And when was the last time we did a podcast in person with each other together, next to each other in the studio?
Well, it had to be about February. February, yeah.
That's insane.
When we did the plastic bag ban, right before everything went bad. That was a
lot. Do you bring bags with you when you go shopping?
Who are you talking to, me or Lou?
Both of you. Well, you don't go shopping, Ed. You don't.
I don't go shopping. Yeah, I don't go shopping.
And if I do, I pay the 5 cents. Yeah, give me it back.
What do you end?
I just spent $600 in the Apple store. Yes, I'll do the 5 cents for a
What'd you buy? What'd you buy, Ant? What'd you get?
You get the Apple Watch, and then they go, "Oh, do you want a bag? It's 5 cents." Yeah, I just spent $500 on the watch.
You got an Apple Watch. What'd you get another one for?
I got the new one.
Oh, I see.
You got to get the new one when it
of
comes
course.
Out. Come you on. Know,
I don't know what world you live in, but I just want to travel there once and be a part of your world. I want to be like the Little Mermaid. I want to be a part of your world, Ant.
Oh, that's a sight that I'm not going to get out of my head.
I really, really want to, because I don't know how you do this. You lived the life of a Kardashian.
When you were 25 years old, what bills did you have?
I had bills.
What'd you have? Your Cadillac bill?
I had bills. I had things. Clothes.
Uh-huh.
I was a supreme cuisine in the 80s. I had to, like, play the part, you know.
Okay. So you paid for clothes. You paid for your car. What else? You got a disco ball shined once a month or something like that. What else was there?
Car washes. There was a lot of stuff. I mean,
exactly.
You know?
That's my bills. So instead of getting a car wash every week, I saved and got an Apple Watch instead.
I don't know. Maybe it's me.
You're telling me you had the same bills as me, and then you get mad at me for having
I didn't drive around in what you drive around in. I didn't have a Mercedes. I didn't go to Xavierian High School pulling up in a Mercedes like you.
That was my first car, baby. Worked at Ravioli Fair, made $75 a week, saved
I
it
had
all.
A,
and
I had a Chevy Monte Carlo.
I don't know what that is.
It was a cool-looking car with the T-tops and all, trust me.
I bet it was. I bet it was. I bet Brooklyn Zone.
I mean,
strolled by. Where'd you go to high school?
What do you care?
I'm just asking you.
Well, it wasn't an all-boys school, I'll tell you that, Ant.
All right. This seems like a good place to stop.
I went to Lafayette High School. So, Ant, there you have it. Another riveting edition of the Brooklyn Zone podcast. I mean, did you have fun this time, man? I know it's rough for you.
And as soon as we get off of this, I'm going to go Google Joe Causey's eggplant to see what it looks like.
Oh, you're gonna love it. Listen, everybody, get ready for our Christmas edition coming up in a couple of weeks. You're going to love it. And don't forget, check us out online on the Brooklyn Zone podcast. We're on Facebook, right, Lou? We're on Twitter. We're on your sister's ass. We're everywhere.
Oh, nice little tribute to Vic DiBattista there.
Thanks so much for coming by, everybody. That's going to do it for me, Joe Causey, Brooklyn Zone.
And intern Anthony from the All New 1027.
And Louie. And we will check you out next time on the Brooklyn Zone podcast.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.